local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, congratulations to Tommy. We got to meet up with Tommy English yesterday over at Bailey's TV to get him the prizes. And in all my decades of working in radio and handed out prizes, which is one of my favorite parts of this job, Tommy English is the first man to back up in a box truck to get his prizes. Usually we're trying to figure out, I've driven prizes home for people in the, because I've always driven a pickup truck, driven prizes home for people in the back of my truck. Tommy English backs up in a box truck with a lift gate on it. And I said, now there's a man who's ready to win.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I called him to, after we announced that he was the winner and you talked to him on the air and I talked to him afterwards, I said, hey, when we meet, you're going to need to bring something, you know, maybe an extended tailgate, or right, you'll need something with enough room to get these Adirondack chairs in the back of there. And I had even forgotten about the TV. He would need room for that, too. And he just kind of laughed at me when I said that. He was like, okay, yeah, I've got it handled.
So you want to see pictures of that, check it out. It's on her Facebook page, top item up on her status right now. 7:06, check headlines with Kelly coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride from Saraland, Chickasaw to Pritchard. Light traffic along the interstate so far, but we do have a broke down vehicle on the interstate, I-10 eastbound on the Bayway. The 34-mile marker, the right median. It's not affecting traffic as you're heading over towards the eastern shore. A good ride, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, accident free. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile reminds motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, to text message a friend when driving can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving, especially during the morning and evening hours of the holiday season. Avoid that rear-end collision by being aware of the traffic conditions ahead of you, not just the car directly ahead, but beyond. This from the management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile, whose hope is that your family be gathered in health and well-being, and that your holiday be bright with true meaning of the season.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Thanksgiving Eve style. Hey, you got friends and family coming in for Thanksgiving, maybe for Christmas, sometime in between. Maybe you want to have a Christmas party. Listen, either way, I'm not saying what your house looks like, but I've heard people talk to me. You may need to get rid of the junk. You may have some clutter. Decluttering. Maybe you made this promise to yourself last year, New Year's Eve, where you said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get organized in our house. If you said that and you said you're going to get organized, first part of that is getting rid of the junk. I got a friend that does that, and he does it every day in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and he's quite good at it as well. His name's Trey Bennett, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, the company, local franchisee for Mobile and Baldwin County. They are efficient. They are on time. And they also give you a price before they start the project. They'll tell you, this is it. So either you agree to do it for that or not. The price does not change once the project gets started. So you get peace of mind when the project starts. That's what it's going to cost. So it could be junk up in your attic, up the squeaky ladder stair thing that goes into the attic. It could be in a storage building outside the house. It could be in a storage unit somewhere across town. It could be a house you're getting ready to sell. It could be an office. It could be a shop. Listen, you got junk. You need it gone now. You need my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's what you do. Pick up the phone, call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online and check them out at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully, you are buckling up before you get going on your last-minute Thanksgiving shopping. I'm just putting that out there because some of these people seem like they've left a race car track. as they head into the grocery store. Just want to put that out there. Okay, let's talk about some national news. As President Trump would likely easily win the Republican nomination in the 2020 election. Did you know that? Did you think that? What were you saying? What were you saying to yourself? I ask you that because every day, isn't there a new poll?
Yes.
Would he? Would he not? Is he going? Let me tell you about this latest poll right now. So this is according to Hill.tv, American Barometer. They said if President Donald Trump's name was on a ballot today, oh yes, he would win the Republican nomination easily. Of 1,001 registered voters, Republican voters, that is, they say that Mr. Trump would snag 67% of the vote versus all potential GOP contenders if that vote was held today. A very far second behind Paul Ryan. He only managed to poll 20%, followed by Mitt Romney at 19%, Senator Jeff Flake, who is the outgoing senator from Arizona, 9%. The poll was conducted November 16th through the 17th, just after the midterm elections. Across the bay, a mother and daughter duo. They are arrested and both charged. They are accused of selling crack cocaine close to a school. 57-year-old Vera James and her daughter, 36-year-old Victoria James. They were both charged with the distribution of a controlled substance and selling drugs from a home close to Magnolia School in Foley. So mom was granted a $140,000 bond. She was arrested Saturday. Her daughter was taken into custody 48 hours later. Daughter was granted a $60,000 bond. Both women right now being held at the Baldwin County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So somewhat of a family business.
Oh, well,
there.
You know.
Yeah, handing
like,
it.
Like, what, do they say that she gets it from her?
Yeah, handing it on down.
Yeah.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of parents or grandparent advice here, this is interesting. I like these studies on the wisdom of our grandparents and what can be learned from that. You and I like run a sideshow about grandparent stuff. You and I both are similarly tuned into grandparents for some reason.
We could call my grandmother, and she's great. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there. She's great radio. She's 90. She's on Facebook, and she's coming for her first Mardi Gras.
I think we're going to have her assessment of Mardi Gras this year will be fantastic. But yeah, so new survey found the 10 best pieces of advice people have gotten from the grandparents. Number one here on the list, don't grow up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I took that one to heart. number two here, don't take your family for granted. Okay, good stuff. Number three, don't be afraid to fail or lose at anything you do. Number four, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. Mm. Holy cow, that's ripped straight from my family. Number five here, don't keep your emotions bottled up inside. Now, that's something that was never said by any of my family.
Yeah.
So go ahead and repress that. Number six, write everything down.
Mm.
Okay, take copious notes, I guess. Number seven, you can learn a lot by staying quiet and watching. They still say that to me.
I thought they said don't bottle anything up.
Number eight here, you never get a second chance at a first impression. While that is cliche, it is true.
So true.
So true. Number nine, live by your words and stand by your words.
Hello.
Yeah, pretty solid. Number 10 here, if something doesn't feel right, then it's not right. That is true. Or, you know, like the version we'd have, you know, if you look at two ways, there's the easy way and the hard way. The honest way is quite often the hard way. You know, you look at things that way. Let me add this too, like some grandparents' advice there. Other than, like, I remember my grandfather telling me, you're going to have to go make a lot of money so you can lose money. Go make a lot of money so you can lose it farming like I did. Get that one. That's very specific to people in the ag
community.
What
about you have two ears and a mouth?
I never heard that. They said, you don't have a mouth. I'm not hearing you.
You need to listen.
Yeah,
you need to listen.
They just don't.
Or keep fools away from you because that'll rub off on you.
That's right. I did hear that. I'm sure we'll get some quotes here on the text line of grandparent advice. Mine here, one day I'll be a grandparent. Mine is make friends of your family and family of your friends.
That's nice.
That's my grandparents.
That's
thing.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
That's a really good one.
Lining that one up.
We've kind of passed down a John Wayne quote.
Yeah.
Life is already tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid. So I like that one a lot, too.
Well said. There you go. You can drop yours to the text line at 343-0106, and we're coming right back.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating a deadly fire in Citronelle. It happened on Robert Walker Road early Tuesday morning. A woman was found dead inside a burned-out mobile home. Her name has not been released. Friends of the woman say she had two dogs, one of them believed to have died in the fire. The other was badly burned and was taken to a vet by animal control officers for treatment. Investigators are not ruling out foul play as the cause of that fire. Foley police are investigating a stabbing. Last night, they were called to the Winn-Dixie on South McKenzie Street. They found a woman in a parking lot suffering from a stab wound. Police don't believe she was attacked or that whatever happened to her happened at the Winn-Dixie. After being taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment, the woman was life-flighted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. No word on her condition. And an argument over a credit card led to a stabbing in Escambia County. It happened last night at the Sable Palm Mobile Home Park on Patricia Drive. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect described as a heavyset black woman. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce says driving safely is like putting money in the bank. Make an investment in your future. Drive with care. Don't lose interest by being careless. Always buckle up, keep your eyes on the road, don't text and drive, and never get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. This safety reminder from the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce, asking you to make this year the safest holiday season ever.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Alabama.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The annual Iron Bowl plays out from Tuscaloosa.
Setup steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Wow, some great grandparent quotes here. Like, although Matt adds in, if you ain't first, you're last. But Anderson said, my grandfather said, the truth is not always the most popular thing, but it's always the truth. Sounds like something I got from my granddad as well. He also said, don't follow the man, follow the principle. Well said. Good stuff.
Nice.
I'm getting a lot of these grandparent quotes of wisdom here, and I will get those up. I do have one. I got to add one real quickly though. Grandparently advice before we run to the update from Auburn Sports Today. Which one? Go to three. Okay. Which one is that?
High stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high stepper. No step too high for a high stepper.
All right, we'll get that crocheted on a pillow and throw it there on the couch. 7:18, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Day, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and Papa Murphy's. And reminder, coverage of the Iron Bowl starting at 11:30 on Saturday, right here at FM Talk 106.5.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It is Wednesday, and as the Iron Bowl approaches, Gus Malzahn doesn't care about favorites and underdogs.
You know, this is Auburn, and it's the Iron Bowl. We don't have to bring anything up. This is a game that our guys look forward to, their guys look forward to. You know, I don't know, when we have beat them the last two times, we probably weren't the favorite. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And we'll find out Saturday when the game kicks just after 2:30 in Tuscaloosa. Now, this message from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Eighth-ranked Auburn basketball fell to top-ranked Duke 78-72 last night, and now prep for a late-night battle against Arizona.
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's not about reacting right now. It's about toughness. The game against Xavier and Duke, those are two of the most hard-fought, intense games out there. Nobody's played in it. These two teams, Arizona and Gonzaga, They played a tough game, not like the one we played. We just got to figure out whether or not physically we're going to be okay.
Bruce Pearl and the Tigers tip at 10:30 tonight to wrap up the Maui Invitational. We're on the air at 10 o'clock tonight. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to bring the family by for the holidays. Wednesday, November 21st is Pint Night with live music by Brittany Grimes starting at 3 and Fat Man Squeeze starting at 7. Enjoy food from Bean and Bistro. After Turkey Day, come on back for Black Friday and a taste exploration of 12 dark beers on tap featuring gingerbread stout and There's Something About Mary Imperial Stout. Live music from Mitch Johnson starts at 3, later it's Hans Wenzel and the 86ers starting at 6. The Bluesburger food truck will be on site, so come on and make it a great holiday at Fairhope Brewing Company.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have a new accident now. Airport eastbound at Hillcrest. Right lane, center lane blocked off. It's going to be a little bit slower there for a while. Still got the broke down vehicle on the Bayway. I-10 eastbound at the 34-mile marker. So far beyond that, it's been a pretty good start on the way in this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost to your 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thanksgiving Eve style. Dr. Bill's joining us here in just a few. We'll get his forecast for Thanksgiving, the Iron Bowl, the days in between, and even look forward to next week. Plus, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving Thursday, and we have special programming from the folks at the Fisher House, which the fastest way to say this is what Fisher House does for veterans, our veterans, and their families is what the Ronald McDonald House does for families that have children in hospitals across the country. They provide a home, not just a place to stay, but a home for these families as people are getting treatment at VA facilities internationally and here in the States. They have a facility nearby with people that are going through a similar thing to those other families. It is really a special thing. It is a charity that puts like 98.9% of the money back into the charity. I mean, it's very little in operations. It is run by a bunch of people that have connections or they are veterans themselves. It is a top shelf. I mean, we've been telling you about it for 7 years, and we put our name with this because we believe in them and what they do. Their message tomorrow during the morning show and the midday show. So we're not going to be live tomorrow. Fisher House will be playing for that reason. Captain Bobby Averscotto will join us here in just about 15 minutes for the fishing report, so we'll move that a day earlier. Plus, you need that intel before you go out for a little pre-Thanksgiving dinner fishing trip, I hope, tomorrow morning. All right, 7:25 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, thank you. You know what, and to piggyback on what you're talking about when it comes to the Fisher House, you can follow them on social media. On Twitter, it's at Fisher House, F as in Frank, D as in Delta, T as in Tango, N as in Nancy. All right, so
nicely
Fisher
done.
House, FDTN. And there they tell you more about what they do. They are described in their bio as Fisher House Foundation provides a home away from home for military and veterans families while a loved one is in the hospital. So, and the cool thing is not only do you get to hear the programming tomorrow, but you can give all year. So super excited to hear all about their great efforts that they're doing this year and the years to come. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about when I think of Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I'm just saying. All right, let's get you to your headlines. As a routine shopping trip nearly turned into a kidnapping of a small child at a Pensacola dollar store on Tuesday just before 12:30 p.m. So we're talking broad daylight here. Authorities say a mom and her young son, they were shopping in the store in the toy aisle when a woman went up to that child, getting him to come closer and closer by using stuffed animals. Pensacola police say the woman then grabbed the child by the arm and she tried to walk out of the store with him. That alert mom was not having it. She grabbed her child back from the woman, called 911. The suspect ran onto T Street, where she was caught about a block and a half away. She has been identified as 37-year-old Chavoyer Monet English. She's charged with attempted kidnapping in this situation. Side note, what would make you say to yourself, okay, I'm doing my Thanksgiving Day shopping. Oh, let me grab a child. I just don't understand how you put that on your to-do list, but she will be handled appropriately by authorities. Speaking of Thanksgiving, no one ever says to please pass the E. coli, but yes, you've heard it time and time again over the last 24 hours that romaine lettuce is back in the news as there is a new E. coli outbreak that you need to know about. 32 people have been sickened in 11 states. The Food and Drug Administration says, and it's not just here in the U.S. of A., they're talking to officials in Canada, where people there are being warned to stay far away from romaine lettuce. This is a different strain, though, that was reported earlier this year, but authorities say that it appears to be similar to the strain that was involved in a recall from last year. Now, the FDA says that they don't have enough information to request suppliers to issue a recall, but they say they can help, they being suppliers, by taking the romaine products off the shelves until the contamination can be identified. Good news, no deaths have been reported in this situation. The last illness was reported October the 31st. Most E. coli bacteria is not harmful, but some does produce toxins, which can cause severe illness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And related news, Caesar Salad shares are trading down today in pre-market.
They need to trust us when they hear our voices.
That's right.
Mr. Sullivan.
All right, just saying.
Your belly's talking.
That's right. No Caesar salad for Thanksgiving. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. He's got our forecast, and we'll talk with him about Saturday as well. Got that little football game going on. We'll get into that. Plus, like I said, Captain Bobby on the way to get you a pre-Thanksgiving fishing report. That's happening right here at FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, too, with the Fisher House, they also have a program where you can donate your unused frequent flyer miles to families. Check that out as well.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The body of a shrimp boat captain has been recovered. Taiban Lee fell overboard yesterday from a boat off Dauphin Island. The Coast Guard says one of their boats recovered the body of a man matching his description. Lee was reported missing Tuesday morning north of Dauphin Island and recovered about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Mobile County coroner will perform an autopsy to determine how Lee died. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office has arrested a young man accused of stealing donations from a Navarre restaurant. 18-year-old Marvin Bryant, a student at Navarre High, is accused of stealing money from El Patron restaurant. The crime caught on camera. The money in the donation jar was for funeral expenses for a member of the community who recently passed away. Authorities say shortly after the restaurant posted the video online, the Facebook community quickly identified the two suspects. An expensive motorcycle left abandoned. Gulf Shores police need your help finding its owner. A Harley-Davidson Road Glide was found dumped in the Intracoastal Canal. It was covered in muck and the VIN had been blotted out. If you can help, contact Gulf Shores police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months. With approved credit, take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Turkey's foreign minister says the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi should not be covered up for the sake of maintaining trade ties with Saudi Arabia. This after President Trump made clear he believes the benefits of good relations with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman outweigh his being directly implicated in the murder. It's going to be very cold over much of the nation this holiday weekend, no more so than in the Northeast. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says bundle up for historically low temperatures there.
Single-digit numbers, Boston, Philly, Syracuse won't get above zero as far as the wind chill. This is incredible stuff. And, of course, we're going to have record lows here, upwards of 16 record lows.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says that if Parliament rejects the unpopular draft of a deal for the UK to leave the European Union, it could end up not leaving the European Union at all. It appears Wall Street is set for a rebound an hour from now at the opening bell after days of steep losses. Pre-market trading showing robust gains right across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Apple is in talks with the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide portable electronic health records to military veterans, a partnership that would simplify patients' hospital visits and allow the tech giant to tap millions of new customers. Under the plans being discussed, the Wall Street Journal says Apple would create special software tools allowing the VA's estimated 9 million veterans currently enrolled in the system to transfer their health records to iPhones and provide engineering support to the agency. Megyn Kelly is nearing a deal with Comcast NBC News to walk away with the full value left on her three-year, $69 million contract with the network. Elon Musk's SpaceX has raised $250 million from its first-ever high-yield loan sale, shrinking the loan by $500 million after encountering a mixed reception from investors and worsening credit market conditions. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher after stocks skidded again yesterday. The Dow Industrials tumbled 552. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
During this holiday season, the management and staff of Spring Hill Toyota on Government Boulevard in Mobile urges motorists to take driving seriously. The more cars on the road, the more skill you need to avoid trouble. Keep your eyes on the road, both hands on the wheel, and check your mirrors often. Always be aware and never text or drink while driving. This safety message from the management and staff of Spring Hill Toyota on Government Boulevard in Mobile, wishing you joy this holiday season and best wishes for a happy new year.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some chill in the air here on this Thanksgiving Eve. Walk us through our forecast through the holiday and that other holiday coming up on Saturday, the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, we've got really nice weather for today and tomorrow. And a few clouds around this morning, but it should be become mostly sunny and about 62 today. So that's way below normal. A normal high now is 69 degrees. So 62 for this afternoon. And it's going to be chilly again tonight in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving, mostly sunny and a high about 62 degrees. So it looks like some good weather for Thanksgiving. Clouds are going to start moving in Thursday night. There's a low pressure system formed on the Texas coast. And that's going to bring rain to our area for Friday and Friday night. And temperatures on Friday only in the mid-60s, so it's kind of a cool rain for the Gulf Coast. The rain should move out Friday night as that low moves on to the east into the Florida Panhandle. And we're going to see clearing skies. We're mostly sunny on Saturday and mild, really, 72 degrees. So a beautiful day for Saturday. If you're headed up to the game in Tuscaloosa, could see a few isolated showers in the morning. They're going to have overnight rain Friday night, and then the rain will move out Saturday morning, and by game time it should be partly cloudy with temperatures in the mid-60s. The rest of our weekend, Sunday, partly cloudy, a chance of some showers developing in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s, and then it's back to cool weather Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, sounds good. We will check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, speaking of their other exclusives, we'll get the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby coming up. Right now, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A few accidents we've had now moved down the roadways. Pretty quiet. You've got radar near Airport and Providence Park Hospital. Also, Schillinger and Three Notch this morning. But light traffic from the 1065 split Dolphin Island Parkway and eastbound I-10 now across to Bayway. Had that broke down vehicle at the 34-mile marker. It's now cleared up and a good ride over to Daphne. Hobbytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote control vehicles from Park Zone and Pro Boat. Call 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk reverse mentoring with a national leader in the concept. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Master Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575 and thank you for your service.
Mark DeBergen and Kayla Flayton both work for Pershing Advisor Solutions out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Mark has been in the financial services profession for 30 years and has written seminal books on the topic. Kayla is a millennial and new to the profession. And Kayla is mentoring Mark. You heard that right. It's called reverse mentoring, and it drives recruiting, retention, and engagement from both parties. Mark was initially skeptical, but has become a champion because of how much he's learned from Kayla. Learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thanksgiving Eve. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk some inventory and talk some turkey. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, first thing, we just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I know that it's a time for families together, and it makes it nice. That's why we're going to be closed.
All right, but you will be open on Friday.
Absolutely. We'll be back here on Friday and Saturday. Ready to do business.
You know, people think about this, of course, Black Friday. If people need something on their calendar to tell them it's time to start their Christmas shopping, it's there. If a vehicle is on Santa's list, then they need to get with you now.
Absolutely. You know, time's going by rapidly because the auctions usually shut down after the second week in December. So we got about a 3-week window to find what they want.
All right. Give us directions to come out and talk with you about that vehicle for under the tree and talk some financing as well. Where do we find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thanks. Bye.
7:40. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. You know, a holiday tradition that has been taking place for more than 90 years is coming up. You know what I'm talking about?
The parade.
Thank you.
Yeah. For Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
For more than nine decades, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been wowing millions, and this year is no different. I'm looking at the lineup right now, and it's fantastic. So it starts at 8 a.m. our time until 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It will be hosted by the Today Show hosts Hoda Kotb, Savannah Guthrie, and Al Roker. Would you like to know some of the people who will be there?
Yeah, but are they? I like the float. I mean, I like the floats as well and the inflatable things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, some people call them people. I'm just saying. More than 8,000 participants will take part in the parade, with more than 50 million people watching on TV. 3.5 million people are expected to line the streets, and they're talking about this being one of the coldest Thanksgivings in so many years.
Right.
So bundle up, baby, bundle up. All right. You have the famous Radio City Rockettes, of course, the cast of Broadway's Mean Girls, My Fair Lady, The Prom, and Summer. The Donna Summer musical will be performing. Also, Kelly Clarkson will be there. Let's see. The Muppets of Sesame Street will be there. Okay. Ashley Tisdale, you know her from High School Musical. We totally went through a phase in our house with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Ross and family. Johnny Orlando. Huh, Sugarland will be there. Your favorite floats will be there. Charlie Brown, the Grinch, and Olaf will be in the parade. Some new ones, though, that I can't pronounce. Goku from Dragon Ball will be there. Dragon Ball Super, that's what it's called.
Okay.
And right, and Hug from Netflix's The Christmas Chronicles, Little Cloud, and Sunny the Snow Pal.
All right. Sunny the Snow Pal.
The Fantasy Chocolate Factory by Kinder will be there. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will be there. Splashing Safari Adventure and Macy's Tom Turkey all there. And, of course, I really love when the high schools and the college marching bands perform because, you know, everyone loves a good most people love a good football game. But I tell you what, that marching band really solidifies when you get that pick six or not, right? So that is happening tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Enjoy that. And speaking of holidays, Santa and his helpers, they need your help. If you're trying to make sure your gifts get to where they need to go, meaning before Christmas, December the 25th, which is a Tuesday, you want to have your packages delivered no later than Monday, December 24th. BlackFriday.com is a great website where you can see who's offering free shipping and the guidelines if you have family and friends in the military. Be mindful of the fact you need extra days to get things where they need to go. Don't say I didn't tell you so. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Why does Hardee's make biscuits from scratch? That's like asking why clowns scare people. Because it's what we were born to do, and because it makes them delicious. We were also born to let you choose from our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or Frisco breakfast sandwich, and mix and match any two of these for only $4. That's right, as newborns, we came up with this $2 for $4 mix and match idea and started making delicious biscuits from scratch. Talk about proud parents.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary, tax not included.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. Right now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,050 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle. Go to ramtrucks.com to locate your nearest Ram dealer and find more great deals on the entire Ram light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial truck lineup. And now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,050 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money and have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals on powerful Ram trucks this season. Don't miss the Ram Black Friday sales event and hurry to your local Ram dealer today.
Total values include combined cash allowance and 2,300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current pickup must be registered to consumer for 30 days to qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating a deadly fire in Citronelle. It happened on Robert Walker Road early Tuesday morning. A woman was found dead inside a burned-out mobile home. Her name has not been released. Friends of the woman say she had two dogs, one of them believed to have died in the fire. The other was badly burned and was taken to a vet by animal control officers for treatment. Investigators are not ruling out foul play as the cause of that fire. Foley police are investigating a stabbing. Last night, they were called to the Winn-Dixie on South McKenzie Street. They found a woman in a parking lot suffering from a stab wound. Police don't believe she was attacked or that whatever happened to her happened at the Winn-Dixie. After being taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment, the woman was life-flighted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. No word on her condition. And an argument over a credit card led to a stabbing in Escambia County. It happened last night at the Sable Palm Mobile Home Park on Patricia Drive. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect described as a heavyset black woman. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As the regular season winds down, the College Football Playoff Committee released the next-to-last set of playoff rankings before the postseason, and the top 10 teams remain mostly unchanged from last weekend. Number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Clemson. Number 3, Notre Dame. And number 4, Michigan all maintained their spots in the rankings. If the season ended today, the committee would have Alabama and Michigan in one semifinal game and Clemson versus Notre Dame in the other semifinal. The first two teams outside of the playoff are the Georgia Bulldogs at number 5 and the Oklahoma Sooners at number 6. LSU is ranked 7th, followed by Washington State at number 8. The UCF Golden Knights soundly beat a Cincinnati team that was in the rankings just last week, and that was enough for them to jump one spot ahead of number 10-ranked Ohio State. Number 9 in the rankings is the highest spot by a group of 5 member in the history of the CFP. As for the rest of the SEC, Florida is ranked 11th, Kentucky 15th, Mississippi State climbed 3 spots to number 18, and Texas A&M hopped back into the top 25 at number 22. There will be one more CFP rankings released before Selection Day on December 2nd. That's the day after conference championship weekend. Future Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre announced his retirement on Tuesday morning. Beltre played 21 seasons, mostly with the Dodgers, Mariners, and Rangers. He also had one season with the Red Sox. The 39-year-old finishes his career with 3,166 hits. That's tops among third basemen in MLB history. He also had 477 career home runs. Beltre was a 5-time Gold Glove winner, a 4-time Silver Slugger, and a 4-time All-Star. The Auburn Tigers basketball team is in Hawaii for the Maui Invitational. Last night, they got a shot at the top team in America, but the number 8 ranked squad from Alabama could not take down number 1 Duke, losing 78-72 in the second round of the Maui tournament. Duke's R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish scored 18 points each. The Tigers started off extremely cold on offense, but they clawed their way back, trimming a 17-point deficit to a 61-56. They trailed by 5 there in the second half. Jared Harper had 22 points, and Bryce Brown had 16 for Auburn, but the Tigers were only 11 of 32 from three-point land. Auburn will face Arizona tonight at 10:30 in the consolation game. Duke will play number 3 Gonzaga for a chance at an unprecedented 6th Maui Invitational title, and that game tips off at 4 p.m. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, which means there's great food, but also plenty of sports to watch on TV. 3 NFL games. At 11:30, the Detroit Lions host the NFC North leading Chicago Bears. Chicago's favored by 3, and that game airs on Fox. Also on Fox at 3:30, the Dallas Cowboys host the Washington Redskins. Dallas favored by 7.5 points. And then tomorrow night, a rare Thanksgiving game in New Orleans. The Saints will host the Atlanta Falcons and attempt to improve their record to 10-1 this season. Saints are favored by 13 points, and that game is set to air on NBC.
There's one SEC game tomorrow night. The Egg Bowl is in Oxford this year when Ole Miss hosts number 18-ranked Mississippi State. The Bulldogs are 10.5-point favorites. Then on Friday, maybe after you get out and shop some of those Black Friday deals, or if you're just getting out of bed to reheat some leftovers, think about checking out the Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson one-on-one pay-per-view golf match. The head-to-head battle will begin Friday at 2 p.m. from the Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas. Now, the pay-per-view costs $20. The winner of this gets $9 million, and the loser gets zero. There's going to be plenty of side bets. Those come from the players' own funds, and the proceeds go to charity. Yesterday, in a press conference to promote the event, Mickelson bet Tiger $100,000 that Mickelson would birdie the first hole, and Tiger not only took the bet, but doubled it to $200,000.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, should be really fun and interesting. That's Friday at 2 o'clock on pay-per-view. 10 minutes to late now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitt & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. It's been a great start so far this morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling in from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, eastbound I-10 from Rangeline to 90, you've got the radar. And northbound 65 near Government, Cottage Hill, and Airport, you've seen some radar there as well. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing premium, affordable roofs with lasting protection at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be cool with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. And then for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby and the Fishing Report on the way. Right now, we'll get the headline report with Kelly Findlay.
We may be less than 24 hours away from Thanksgiving, but I have a naughty or nice story for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Fairhope police say that they've arrested a woman who stole money from an offering box inside of the St. Lawrence Catholic Church. Ugh. She has been identified as 43-year-old Gwen Marie Zanetti. She turned herself in on Monday on theft and criminal mischief charges. Police say she was caught on camera leaving the church. This is after she broke into a church offering box, which was nailed to a votive candle rack. Several church members told police they saw her walking around the church gift shop before she allegedly stole from the offering box. Now, here's the nice. Our good friend Jean Pitts, she gave me this information. If you're looking for something to do on Thanksgiving, let's say you don't have a lot of family here, or you want to feed yourself and then give back, here you go. The First Christian Church, at located at 1419 Government Street, across from the old recycling center. They're having food service from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. People start arriving around 8 a.m., so if you'd like to give back, there you go. They'll be serving Thanksgiving dinner between 11 and 2. So if you don't want to cook, you can bring everyone down, enjoy that food, or you can enjoy your own food at home and give back to those in need. Either way, lots to be thankful for. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. If you're getting your Christmas shopping started for folks that enjoy the outdoors, this is a great place to start, whether you do that today or on Black Friday or any day before Christmas. And also, just heads up, they got the gear that this guy uses from the A-Team, the figurehead, the hood ornament of A-Team Fishing Adventures, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. And I'll tell you what, you better load up with some tackle the way that these fish have been biting here the last few days, man. I'm telling you what, it's been phenomenal, man. I'm proud to say that our redfish fishery is, we're on one of those bumper crop years. Got a little frustrated with that deluge we had that kind of flooded some of the rivers. And so what I always do is I always run back to mama and go back red fishing. And, man, I'm telling you, it has just absolutely been as good as I've ever seen it before in my life.
You and I have been talking about that for years, that the golden age of red fishing, at least in my lifetime, is now. I'm not hearkening back to older times. So you're continuing that? You think the population's even looking better?
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, it's like you know, we're going to end up, we're not there yet, but this will be my fifth trip in a row of 100 plus reds, you know, a day. And it's not just one little area. They're kind of like all throughout the southern end of the, I'm sure they're probably up towards the Delta. I mean, even when the water got, you know, fresh up there, the red fishing stayed great and got me through a couple days up there. But man, so, you know, when you've got a population like we're having right now from the north end all the way down through the south end, and just kind of picking out what I call pattern fishing, man, just fishing creek mouse and little shell piles and little points and things like that, and just, you know, literally almost catching them at will. It's really good.
All right, you've got us, you got our attention now. So creek mouse, shell piles, depth of water, has that been important?
It doesn't matter. It's shallow as you can get your boat in, is where we're at right now. I mean, I literally pulled up to where I had to jack my engine up all the way and run the jack plate all the way up. Put the poles are sticking out of the water right now. We've caught them from the time we started this morning all the way. I moved through some of these creeks that a lot of them don't get any deeper than 3 or 4 feet, and you know, they're all through it. So, but the key, you know, again, not so much as depth of water, is current helps out a little bit, but not so much depth of the water. It's just bottom feature, man. If you can, and bank feature, if you can keep your eyes open for the littlest, tiniest little change in the bank, whether it be a little point or a little creek mouth, it don't take long to find out if they're there. If you drift into them, you know, quietly, two or three good casts, and you're going to find out if they're there. And if they're not, you move on to the next little feature. But you know, there's just what's great about it, again, just going back to it, is it's not just one little area. It's kind of, they seem to kind of be everywhere, you know. And the other good thing about them too is we're catching fish anywhere from 13 or 14 inches to 30 pounds and everything in between. So that really tells me that the population is really healthy.
That is fantastic. Okay, and you said water movement is one tide better than the other, falling versus rising. What do you like?
That doesn't really matter. Water movement helps, but it's not a total factor. Even though, you know, I fished right through the nip that we had on the weekend and did really good. We're coming into some water movement now, early morning, low tide with incoming. Doesn't matter too much. You know, the great thing about fishing the way I'm fishing right now with gulps and voodoos and scented voodoos and live shrimp when I can get them is, you know, the bait, you can get the bait moving because you're not fixed to the bottom. Even if there's no tide, you can get the bait moving by casting and, you know, working the little features I was talking about until you figure out where the fish are.
All right. So you mentioned baits too. We just have about 30 seconds left here. So you are fishing artificials or do you need live shrimp?
If you can get live shrimp, it's fine, but you don't have to have them. I mean, I'm using some little bitty gulp shrimp, little pieces of shrimp, taking voodoos and putting, you know, you can buy some store-bought scent and just rub a little scent. The scent absolutely helps, as you well know, with redfish. The trout that I'm catching a little bit later in the morning, when, you know, you don't really need that scent. But if I'm redfishing, I'm always putting like a little piece of those fish bites work or the Pro-Cure or fish sticks, anything that's got some kind of scent in it, just rub it on the lure and it's going to help you with the redfish.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Getting us fired up for some redfish for Thanksgiving. All right, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked to do some catching with you, be it redfish or trout, how do they get in touch with you?
Go to ateamfishing.com, and then we'll get y'all lined up with either on the internet or the phone. I mean, the old-fashioned phone way. And before we get off, I want to tell you and the crew and all of our listeners, happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has great holidays.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Miss Kim, and the whole crew as well. And we'll be seeing you on the water real soon.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a good one.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. The gear he's talking about that he's using to catch those 100 redfish days and get it at McCoy's. Go ask for Chip or Dubby, the whole gang there, and get the gear you need while you're there, too. A little Christmas shopping? Yeah, perfect place for it. 7:59, coming back next hour. Jeff Poor joins us, and we'll talk to you. Phone number 343-0106.